We'll start now. Sorry about this delay. There was no electricity there. And we have to do plan B here. Okay, so we're going to be learning a topic not often discussed, because it's certainly in our day and age, it's somewhat of a dirty word. That is nekama, revenge. It's a pretty good week to talk about revenge after terrible piguim this week. So is there, how do we relate to revenge? We're not going to do full study and analysis of it, but it relates to Pesukei Dezimra, because every single day in davening we speak about revenge. In Pesukei Dezimra, the piece that we're up to in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Lasa is Nakama Bagoyim. Right? He speaks about taking revenge against the Goyim. So, just to go back a few Pesukim, right? The Pesukim says, leading up to that pasuk, Ki Roitza Hashem Ba'amo. Hashem, wants his nation, Yifar Anavim Yeshua. He adorns them he adorns the humble people, right, the humble ones, with salvation. Yalazu chasidim bechavad, let the chasidim, the pious ones, praise with honor, with glory. Yiranu amishkavosim, let them sing joyously on their beds. Raimus kel begroinam, the lofty praises of God are in their throats. V'cherv pefias biyadam, and they have a double-edged sword in their hands. La'asis nekama ba'goyim teichecheis ba'al umim, to take revenge, to take vengeance among the nations. Teichecheis ba'al umim, rebukes among the governments. Le'asar malcheim bezikim, to bind their kings with chains. V'nichbedehem bechavli varzel, and their nobles with, chains of iron. Las is ben mishpat kosuv, to execute upon them written judgment. Hadar hu lechol chasidav, that will be the splendor of all his devout ones. Hallelujah. So, taking nekama against the goyim is something which will be hadar, will be splendor for all the chasidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, "Im ki asura hi anekama." Although taking revenge is an iser, right? Kmo shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, "Lo sikayim v'lo sitar." You're not allowed to take revenge. You're not allowed to have a what's the word? What's the English word for a sitar? I can't remember now. Sikayim v'lo sitar. It's holding a grudge, right? Not allowed to hold a grudge. Ein ze ela hanekama shemitzad hanetiyah atzmit. The only type of nekama, which is asur, that's talking about nekama that comes from leaning, self-related thing in your psychology, you're taking personal. It's a personal revenge. But revenge that is stemming from the love of truth and justice, that's not something which is, embarrassing and shameful to us. To the contrary, hadar hu lechol chasidav. It's a beautiful, it's a splendorous thing to all his chasidim, to all his pious ones. Umihem chasidav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who, of course, are the chasidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hevi oimer hem Yisrael am kedoshai. That's Klal Yisrael, his close nation. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe here, a very simple chiluk, that yes, of course, it's a terrible thing, it's an iser, to take revenge when it's a personal revenge. But the revenge against the goyim who attack Klal Yisrael and have done terrible atrocities against Klal Yisrael and continue to do. So taking revenge against them is something which is an ideal. It's something which is beautiful. Now, before we go on, I want to speak about some of the sources for this, because obviously this is a very short comment of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and it's coming from obviously a wealth of material as far as background goes. But you know, I don't want to. Anyone should have the understanding that I'm saying, you know, go out now and take revenge against Goyim who have attacked us and are attacking us. That's I don't want to continue giving the shiurim in jail. Prefer to do it on this side. No, it's also obviously it's also wrong. For there are many different issues. So, you know, whenever that time is, where it's appropriate to take nekama, you know, we'll see. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the green light. So that's you know, when it's appropriate in an appropriate way, with the permission of you know, when it's meant to be done. So that's what we're talking about. So just give that a warning beforehand that not calling for action. In any case, Lemaisa, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the pasuk in Nachum, right at the beginning of Sefer Nachum, Kel Kanoi V'Nakeim Hashem. The pasuk says, right, God is a zealous and a vengeful God. Hashem is right, he takes revenge. He's avenged. Nakeim Hashem Ubalchema. He takes revenge. He has wrath. Nakeim Hashem Letzarav. He takes revenge against those who trouble him. Okay, to tzaras to him, v'noiteru la'ayvav, and he holds a grudge against his enemies. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has that trait of being a bal nekama, of holding anger and applying and using that anger when the time comes. The Gemara says, the truth is that on that pasuk, there's a medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, Nunhei, Parsha Nunhei, Sif Gimel. Okay, in the Bereshis Rabbah, Nunhei Gimel. Kach Amu Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Jewish people said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Olam, Master of the Universe, Kasavta B'Sarasecha Laisikon V'Laisitor. You wrote in your Torah, not that it's forbidden, don't take revenge and don't hold a grudge. Ve'at nokem v'noter. And you yourself take revenge and hold a grudge. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk that we just read in the beginning of Nachum, noikem Hashem u'balchem, noikem u'letzarav, v'noiter la'ayvav. So you don't practice what you preach. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, ani kasavti b'teira, Loisikem loisitor es bnei amecha. I wrote in the Torah not to take revenge and not to hold a grudge against people, your own people. Avol noikem v'noiter ani la'ovdei kechavim. But I take revenge and bear a grudge against the goyim. Nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael k'siv. It's written, right, in the pasuk, in the beginning of Matos, to take the vengeance on behalf of the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I take vengeance against the goyim who attack you, who, you know, are constantly out, those who are out to kill the Jewish people and do for them tzaras. That kind of nekama is mutter. That kind of a nekama is an appropriate nekama. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, right, says, "Gedola Deya Shenitna Bein Shtei Oisius." Deya is so great because it was given between two Oisius, meaning two mentions of Hashem's name. Shenemar, as it says, "Ki Kel Deyos Hashem." So Deyos, the word Deya, Deyos is sandwiched between Kel, which is God, and Havaya Yudke Vavke, which is the name of Hashem. So you see that Deya is very great. Then the Gemara goes on to say the same thing, the Mikdash is great because it's also sandwiched between two mentions of Hashem. So then the Gemara asks the question, Ela Me'ata, if that's the case, that being sandwiched between two mentions of Hashem's names, if that makes it great, G'dayla nekama shenitna ben shtei oisiyos? Are you telling me that nekama, that revenge is something great because it's between two names of God? Shenemar, as it says in Tehillim, Perek Tzadi Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Kel nekama is Hashem? Right? So you're telling me that nekama is something great? I can understand Deah. That makes sense to me that that's great. Knowledge. I can understand that the Mikdash is great. Nekama is great. The Gemara answers, Amalei said to him, In yes, b'milsa mi gedoylehi. And Rashi explains, b'mkoim shetzricha nekama, in the place where nekama is necessary, dover gadol hu. It is something big. It is a big thing. It's important. It's a chashev azach. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, says, Yismach Tzadik ki chaza nakom. The Tzadik rejoices, the Tzadik is happy when he sees revenge. Pa'om of Yirchatz Bedama Rasha, the Yomer Adam Achprila Tzadik Achyesh Elikim Shoiftim Ba'aretz, which is, he says, look, I see, right? The person will say, Prila Tzadik, that there's fruit to the Tzadik, meaning, you know, it pay. There's a payoff to being a tzaddik. Ach yesh elokim shoftim ba'aretz, because there's a God in the world. There's a judge in the world, meaning that when justice isn't obvious, when rishoyim are hurting the Jewish people or hurting good people, so the covet of Hashem is hidden, right? That's the biggest chil Hashem out, is that the Jewish people should be mushpalim v'nivzim, trodden upon, low, shamed, and the goyim, rishoyim are on top. That's the biggest chil Hashem. So, when the tzaddik merits seeing nekama carried out, he says, oh, here's Yeshalakim Ba'aretz. Now people see that there's a judge in the world. They see the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he just, at some point it's going to catch up to them. At some point it catches up to them. And when it does, the tzaddik is happy. Oh, let people see and learn. You know, the word nikama seems to come from the word kima, rising up. Because, which is the opposite of nefila, of fallen. When Klal Yisrael is fallen, when the Kvod Hashem is fallen, it's a beautiful big mitzvah to be zeicha to see the kima, right? The rising up, the rising back to power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So that's a davar gadol, like Rashi says. That's a big thing. Yeah, that's gadol nekama shenitna ben shtei oisiyos, because that's the reinstating of the covet of Hashem, which has been fallen. The Gemara says, it's, yeah.
Nun is synonymous with Nefila, right? And that's why it's not in Ashrei.
That's right. That's right.
So it's like Nun, comma.
That's right. That's right. It's like bringing back the right. Very, very nice. Very nice idea. In other words, the Nun of Nefila is, when it's joined to the comma, to the rising, is the Nun comma. The Nun, that's the fallen letter, which is why it doesn't appear in Ashrei, comma got up. Very nice. I didn't think of that. It's very beautiful. Shkoyach. So yeah, the nun that has fallen, kama, gets up. That's the kama. So the Medrash Tanchuma says in Matos, Parsha Dalet over there, it says in Lashon, Moshe mis'aved liros benikmas ha-midyanim. Moshe has taiva. He had desire to see the nekama of the Midyanim kaidim sheyamas before he dies. And he requested from Hashem that he should see it with his own eyes. He wanted to be zeicha to see it. And on him it says, Yismach tzadik yichaza nakom. The tzadik, in this case Moshe Rabbeinu, will be happy. It rejoices when he sees revenge. You know, there's the nusach in Avinu Malkeinu, Nekoim Nikmas Dam Avadech HaShofuch. to that we beg Hashem, we beseech Hashem, our Father, our King, take revenge, right? Nekoim nikmas dam, take a vengeance for the blood of your servants, the blood that's been spilled of your servants. So there are some sidurim, and I'm makbid to say this also. The nusach is nekoim le'einenu nikmas dam avodecha hashafuch. I want to see it. Take that nekama, take that avengers before my eyes, like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Says he was mevakish min Hakadosh Baruch Hu al kach sheyirim be'einav, that he should be zeichet to see it with his eyes, and that's yismach tzadik ichazan nakum. We want to see it, and very simple why we want to see it, because that's gilui kved Hashem, that's gilui kved Shemayim. When Jewish blood is spilled chalila, like it was this week, we want to see the revenge, because there was a chilul Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem when Jewish blood is spilled. The Sifri points out an amazing thing, right? The beginning of Matos, I think it's pretty famous, but pretty well known, but it's important to say. Vayidabra Hashem el Moshe lema, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'ez ha-midyonim. I want you to take, he says, right? This is what you should command the Jewish people. Take nekama on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael, right? Avenge the avengers of the B'nai Yisrael. Me'ez ha-midyonim, from the Midyanim. So then Moshe goes and carries it out. He commands the people, but he uses a little bit different terminology. Moshe then turns to the people. Vayidabra Moshe ela'am le'emar. Heichaltzu me'itchem anashim la'tzava. Get people ready for the army. Get people ready for the army to take nikama of Hashem in Midian. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands, take the nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe commands them and says, take the nikmas Hashem. So the Sifri says, Lahidia shivchan shel tzadikim. This is to tell us, she'ein niftarim min ha'olam, they don't pass away from this world, ad she'ein menakmim nikmas Yisrael, until they avenge the vengeance of the Jewish people. She'hi nikmas mi she'amar v'ha'olam, which it itself is the nekama on behalf of the one who said that the world should be, meaning on behalf of God. So you see in these psukim, and that's what the Sifri is pointing out, the nikmas b'nei Yisrael and nikmas Hashem are equivalent. They are one and the same. Because, like the Sifri says in a different place, in Bahaloischa, Pei Dalid, Kol mishe soineas Yisrael, whoever hates the Jewish people, ke mishe soineas ha-malkim, is like one who hates God. If you hate the Jewish people, you are a God-hater. Because, kud shibrichu, the Yisrael Chadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Jewish people are a single unit. Single unit. And therefore the Nekama of Hashem is the Nekama of the Bnei Yisrael. The Nekama of Bnei Yisrael is the Nekama of Hashem. We also had the Pasuk in Yoel, right? I should say, you know, the Sifri over there, I should just end off the Sifri in Matos over there, Kuf Nun Zayin, says, Amale, Moshe said to them, Loi nikmas bosav adam atem nikmim. You're not going to be taking revenge of nikama of bosar v'dam. Ela nikmas misha amar v'haya ha'olam. It's the nikama of Hashem. Shenema keil kanoi v'nikim Hashem. That's really exactly what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying over here. The nekama that is from a personal spot, mitzada netiha atzmis, something personal, that is a forbidden nekama. But a nekama that's on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that's the nekama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nikmas misha amar v'haya olam. That's not nikmas basar v'dam. That's not the typical human nekama, which is not a good thing. The typical human nekama, That's coming from a lacking. But the nekama of Hashem, the nekama of Klal Yisrael, that's a nekama to replace Hashem's glory. It's the glory of Klal Yisrael, which is Hashem's glory in this world. And therefore, Kesher Baruch Hu says, V'nikesi damam lo'nikesi, the Pasuk in Yoel, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Right? When Rashi explains the Pasuk, V'nikesi damam le'nikesi, Rashi explains in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Gimel, Im basi l'nakisis ha'goyim mishar avoynas, if I come to clean the goyim from other averos, to clear them, to clean them and clear them from other averos, lo anakeh midamam shel Yisrael, I will not clean them from the blood of the Jewish people. That's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not mevater on. There's no way to get out of the punishment and the retribution for that. That he doesn't, he's not meichel on, and he won't clean that slate. So that's basically, you know, some of the Ma'ar Mekoymis, where we see what's behind what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, is that taka, it's hadar hu l'chol chasidov. So Bez Hashem, I will say that, we'll continue on to the next piece here, but I will say that is our tefillah, that nekoyim le'einenu, it's not in our hands today to take revenge from those who attack us. It's in our hands maybe to protect ourselves, but to take revenge for whatever reasons it is today is not something which is relevant. But certainly we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nekoyim le'einenu nikmas dam avadecha shofuch, that we should be zeichet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu take nekama from these rishoyim who attack Klal Yisrael, which is really a way of attacking Kadosh Baruch Hu.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I understand the centrality of Nekama, especially if we understand Hashem is running the world and nothing happens unless it's to be Megaleh the Yichud of Hashem. So anything which seems to contradict that will have to be righted in order for everything to come full circle. How does Rabbi Will conceptualize the form of Nekama? Is it a violent nekama? It's spilling blood for spilling blood, or it's something perhaps less violent?
It's a good question. Again, we're not talking about on a practical level here, but the psukim over there are describing, right? Cheref pifiyes biyadam, right? There's a sword here involved. Right? There's a sword involved, so clearly. Right, we're taking lesser malchayim bezikim and ichbedeim lechavli varzel to tie up their kings, you know, to chain them up, to chain up the noble ones. The Gra says something even more amazing in I don't know if, let's see if I can find it here. Hold on a minute. The Gra in Esther. Let's see. It's amazing Gra. The Gra in Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says, Vayaku Yehudim b'chol oyveim makas cherev v'hereg v'avdan. The Jews hit, they attacked, they hit all their enemies, a maka of the sword, makas cheref, a maka of the sword, the hereg and killing, the avdon and destroying, and they did to their enemies as they willed. Says the Gra, what is this lashon? Makas cheref vehereg veavdan. Says the Gra, perush. They hit them first on a place that they wouldn't die from it. To increase their yisurim, to make them suffer. To make them suffer. And only afterwards did they kill them. And then they destroyed their bodies. So that the goyim wouldn't see them, wouldn't make, you know, levayus and use that as a right. The yizkru tamen, and they'll always remember them. So the Gra is clearly saying, a beautiful diak in the pasuk, that yeah, the Jews wanted them to suffer. They hit them, beat them, cut them up in ways that they're not going to die, so that they could suffer. After that, they killed them. That sounds pretty violent to me. So again, when does that come into play? That's not now, not for us. But if at some point the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the go ahead, right, like he did in the times of Midian, the Kaim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, so then as far as conceptually, what, like your question is a conceptual question, so yeah, it can, it's a real nekama. It's a real nekama.
Right. I guess my other question is, when is this nekama something which we're supposed to lead and actively participate in, and when do we leave it to Hashem?
Right, so that lechara has to do, you know, that's probably a very difficult thing to answer today in the modern world. You know, we have law, we're bound by different systems of law that are not necessarily halachic. Even the halachic parameters of when yes, when no, are halachas that we don't really have a Shulchan Aruch for. You know, it's like it's part of what Rav Kook called, you know, Hilchas Tzibur, which we didn't really have till we came back to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the laws of the community, we don't have a clear Shulchan Aruch on that. We have the Rambam, Hilchas Malachim, but there's no Shulchan Aruch on it. We don't know exactly. So these are halachas that will have to be figured out. Perhaps Mashiach will be the one to give us those halachas and tell us, yeah, no, leave it to Hashem. Don't leave it to when is what done? It's not clear. What's the practical usage? That's part of the reason why we can't really do too much, because you know, seriously, one thing is for sure, today, anybody that tries to take things into their own hands and take the kama only hurts us. It's never beneficial. It's looked at and correctly so. It's not the time. It's not in place. So when it will be, if it will be, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do the nekama for us in his own? Is it like, or is he going to demand that we actually do things? I don't know. Time will tell.